This is Neijing Now, prioritizing well-being. Neijing is the vitality that shields us from disease. Neijing Now, demystifying medicine, cultivating resilience, empowering host resistance, prioritizing primary prevention. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander. I welcome you to another short clip exploring Neijing Now. In this short clip, I welcome Dr. Andrew Brandeis back to the show. He was a guest on Neijing Now in July of 2012 when the Affordable Care Act was once again up for repeal. Dr. Brandeis is another clinician in San Francisco who sensibly doesn't believe in illness insurance, doesn't accept illness insurance in his practice, and doesn't buy illness insurance for himself. As it is becoming clearer that the Affordable Care Act is actually a misnomer and should really be called the Unaffordable Care Act, and now that the act is sure to go into effect in 2014, I wanted to know how Andrew feels about being quote-unquote required to buy illness insurance and how he thinks the act will impact his private practice. Andrew, welcome back to Neijing Now.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, you're getting to be a regular on the show. The Affordable Care Act. You've told us before how you don't buy insurance, you don't buy the concept of insurance, and you think insurance is essentially a scam. So now we've got the Affordable Care Act coming in, and we're all going to be required to buy health insurance, which I just want to call it illness insurance, illness care insurance, because it's not health insurance. Health insurance is something we do for ourselves. So we're all going to be required to buy illness care insurance. And I want to know how you feel about that.
As a professional or personally?
Both. First, let's talk about the fact that now either you have to buy it or you're going to get a penalty.
The one area that I think insurance makes sense, even though I don't agree with it, is the ability to get an HSA. So you can't have an HSA unless you have an insurance plan. If I'm forced to have insurance, then I'll go and get an HSA so I can at least put my own money into a tax-free account.
HSA being a health savings account.
Yeah, it gives you flexibility over where you spend your health dollars. You can spend it on massage, acupuncture, medical services, pharmaceutical supplements, etc.
With the health savings accounts, we have some flexibility in deciding where we spend our dollars and what we think would be health promoting or what we think might cure us. So, but there may be some restrictions.
Yeah, I think there's always restrictions.
You don't feel so bad about now being forced to buy health insurance or illness insurance?
I feel bad anytime the government forces you to do anything. Why health insurance? You know, what if they forced me to buy a particular brand of underwear? You know, I don't see the difference. I don't know why the government should force me to do anything. So I'm not okay with it, but I'm just saying how I would make lemonade.
You'd make lemonade by investing in your health savings account.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're not going to rebel and not do it and pay the penalty.
It depends on what the penalty is and how complicated it is to sign up for this. I'm pretty sure that if I have this kind of health insurance, I will never, ever use it.
Kind of like me. I mean, I have a catastrophic insurance with a $5,000 deductible, and I don't use it because, thankfully, I never get to my deductible.
Right. But, you know, catastrophic care, I think, is different than insurance that covers everyday care. If you have a catastrophe, it will be expensive. And that's when insurance makes sense. It's a gamble. If you have 100 people all paying a low amount of money, if 100% of them all had a catastrophe, the business wouldn't make sense. So catastrophic care, from a business standpoint, makes sense. But when people have insurance that is covering their everyday primary care, well, then it doesn't make any sense. You might be paying $400 a month, and so is everybody else, and 100% of those people are abusing the services, and then you wind up waiting in waiting rooms for 6 hours at the hospital, and you get 7 minutes with your doctor, and your quality of your care is terrible.
Okay, so how do you feel about the Affordable Care Act as a clinician, given that you work in a practice that doesn't take insurance and your cash only practice? And so now more people are going to have insurance. Perhaps many of your current clients will have insurance, and they might want to go to a place that actually they can use their insurance.
Well, let's back up from medicine for a second and think about any other service industry where you'd be paying someone for their services. If you need a plumber, they're all competing for your business, and you can use the Yellow Pages, if people still use the Yellow Pages, or go to Yelp or Google and find plumbers who are competing for your business, and you'll get one at a good cost to come out to you when you need it. If everybody had some sort of care where they were forced to pay insurance to get plumbers to come to their house, my question to you would be, how likely do you think it is that you can get a plumber to come out to you today for an emergency?
If everybody had plumbing insurance, the plumber knows they're going to get paid, but they're going to have to fight with the insurance company to get paid.
Right. The plumber's going to get paid, and, you know, how much the plumber gets paid is another question. But my point is that if every house called the plumber when their toilet was clogged because they're not paying for it, how available are the plumbers going to be if everyone's taking advantage of their services when they don't need to?
You're saying that instead of plunging their own toilet, they're going to call the plumber every time their toilet is clogged?
If they're not paying for it, why wouldn't they?
Because then they have to wait with a stuck toilet.
Yeah, but, you know, some people don't even like to pick up some people don't even have a plunger. It's easier to call a plumber to get them to come to your house and go to the hardware store and buy a plunger. And then how many plumbers are going to be left in the business if they're overbooked, they're overworked, and they're not getting paid appropriately?
But let me ask you how you think the Affordable Care Act is going to influence your practice.
I think we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out, but my gut feeling is that it's going to make my practice even better. And the reason is more people with insurance is going to mean more people going to the doctor, which means that their waiting rooms are going to be more crowded. You're going to have less time with your doctor. You're going to get poorer care. So if every mom takes their six-year-old to the doctor just because they have a little sore throat, then you're going to have, what, a 10-fold increase in the amount of six-year-olds with sore throats in the doctor's office? And then what's that going to do to wait times? We have patients who have Kaiser insurance or have what they would consider to be good insurance, but they don't like the care that they're receiving. So they come and they pay us cash for better quality of care. And I think the more people who have insurance, the more it's going to drive people who want better care into our practice.
Right. So essentially, people who have the dispensable income to pay for insurance and pay cash for care.
Well, I don't know that it's a question of dispensable income. I think it's a question of, if you have to go to work today and you have a sore throat, say you think you have strep and you're an adult and you want to go to the doctor and get seen so you can get back to work, you can go to the hospital or local clinic. You might have no idea how long you're going to wait before you get seen, and you might miss a whole day's worth of work. Or you can call a clinic, schedule an appointment, you know when you'll get seen, and you'll be in and out within a half hour of the time when you're supposed to be seen, and then you can get back to work. So if you compare the amount of money that you'll lose from giving up a full day versus paying $95 to come see a doctor, I mean, I think the math is obvious.
You're not worried about your practice being impacted negatively by the Affordable Care Act?
Absolutely not. I think it's going to be positive. The more we overwork doctors, the quality of care that they're delivering is going to go down, and people who need quality care are going to seek it out. Because at some point, the thing that's bothering you, if your doctor's not fixing it, you're going to have to find someone else who can fix it for you.
Absolutely. It's true. I think my contention with the Affordable Care Act is that it puts more control into the hands of insurance companies. When there's more control in the hands of insurance companies, there's less control in the hands of the practitioners. And so the clinicians are then turned into workers for the profit of corporate medicine or insurance companies or big pharma. So that's my contention. I think that medicine needs to come back into the hands of clinicians.
Preach it, sister.
Great. It's been great talking to you again, Andrew.
Thanks so much.
I've been speaking with Dr. Andrew Brandeis, a licensed naturopath in San Francisco who doesn't buy it. I'd like to hear from you, too. Tell me about your experiences with illness insurance, access to medical care, and your opinion about the Affordable Care Act, or the Unaffordable Care Act. You can comment on our website, you can post on our Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter. Naging Now wants to know from you. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander, creator of Naging Now, a podcast about prioritizing well-being, on the web at neijingnow.org. Neijing Now is independent and entirely listener-supported. If you enjoyed the clip, please share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook and donate generously. Your support is essential to keeping Neijing Now alive.